Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for September 29th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Center-left commentator and author Ezra Klein has found himself in the middle of a debate with progressives over the future of the Democratic Party and the future of America. And I'm not even talking about when he wrote in a recent column that Charlie Kirk did politics in the right way. Klein's been busy appearing on all kinds of center-left and center-right podcasts describing why he believes Democrats are losing races in red states like Arkansas, for example, where a Democratic president came from some 30 years ago. Now, Klein believes it's because Democrats are too engaged with culture or culture politics. He told New York Times center-right columnist Ross Douthat, and I quote, taking political positions that'll make it more likely to win Senate seats in Kansas and Ohio and Missouri. Trying to open your coalition to people you didn't want it open to before. Running pro-life Democrats. And one of my biggest frustrations with many people whose politics I otherwise share is the unwillingness to match the seriousness of your politics to the seriousness of your alarm. Klein echoed similar sentiments on the Bulwark podcast with center-right and Jeb Bush supporter Tim Miller saying, and I again quote, it's easier to imagine the end of America than it is to see Democrats winning a Senate seat in Arkansas. Klein continued by saying politics is about winning power and that Democrats and liberals have suffered serious political and social power due to the failure of the Democratic Party. And he argued that while he's the most pro-choice of anyone, Klein believes that by no longer fielding so-called pro-life candidates, Democrats can't compete in places like Kansas, Arkansas, or Montana. And he says in order to gain power back, Democrats must expand the map. And in order to expand the map, he argues that Democrats and progressives must diminish their values. Now, Klein is essentially arguing that abortion rights, LGBTQ plus rights, trans rights, immigration rights, and working class rights are all disappearing because Democrats and progressives don't understand how to win power. Now, while I agree that Democrats don't understand how to use power and how to win power, his diagnosis couldn't be more wrong. Yes, Democrats must expand the map, and that's why I still believe Howard Dean was one of the best Democratic Party chairs. He believed in a 50-state strategy, and I agree that Democrats should fight everywhere. I criticize Michigan Democrats on their lack of enthusiasm to fight in rural areas across the state, but that doesn't mean, though, that you have to sell out abortion rights, universal child care, and fighting government corruption. You can keep those values. You can fight for those issues. If there's one main part where I found agreement with Joan C. Williams in her book Outclassed, How the Left Lost the Working Class and How to Win Them Back, it's that progressives must do a more effective job in explaining how these societal issues, these cultural issues, can hit their pocketbooks and economic futures as well. When one argues abortion to a far-right MAGA Republican, one should not only discuss the constitutional freedoms that women must have when it comes to their abortion decisions, but one should always describe how abortion rights are economic rights, because while MAGA talks a big so-called pro-life game, their actions show the opposite to be true when they gut Medicaid services for abortion care or for medical care for soon-to-be mothers, not to mention the closing down of rural hospitals. How does that help women at all in an economic sense? Immigration is an issue I believe Democrats shied away from for far too long, even going as far as to adopt some of the MAGA language and framing of the debate. And has it won any votes? No. And now look at this. The reason why Dear Leader Trump's approval numbers are dropping on immigration, which used to be one of his top issues, is because while everyone was on board to deport violent criminals, no one wanted to watch their neighbors get ripped away from their families, especially if they are contributing to society and trying to obtain legal status in this country. We're talking about immigrants who are not only working in our towns, but are helping the tax base in both the town and the states. How's that helping us economically to deport them? Michigan farmers are now learning the harsh truth of the destructiveness of MAGA economics as Dear Leader's self-imposed tariffs are leading soybean and wheat farmers toward economic ruin, while at the same time, the Trump regime is flooding a failed MAGA president in Argentina with a $20 billion bailout. And hell, look at what we progressives have done here in Michigan just in terms of corporate welfare, as the MAGA Republican House is joining our cause to cut hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate welfare out of a potential budget deal with Democrats. Our ideas win. And let's not forget how many so-called political sages claim that Michigan is a purple state, a state that enshrined abortion rights in our Constitution. It had to be done because MAGA Republicans, including the MAGA Supreme Court, not only decimated abortion rights, but they are attacking other abortion procedures to save the mother's life through a number of states. There is no end to the MAGA Republican Party's assault on a woman's economic freedoms. Now, where Democratic Party leaders lost their way is by becoming too corporate and forgetting how to speak clearly to the working class American. They lost by forgetting that by selling out the working class, they ended up losing twice to a guy who's got a golden toilet in his bathroom. Plus, Democratic leaders for some reason believe that if you adopt some of the MAGA language and cultural issues that Democrats will win is not working. Ezra Klein is correct about needing to expand the map, but he's disastrously wrong saying that progressives must surrender their common sense values to do it. He is why Democrats lose. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.